Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Whether it's an event, a new show, or a stroll through the permanent collection, you may have enjoyed a visit to the UMD Tweed Museum of Art. Well, for the next few months, the museum will be closed due to a ventilation revamp project. Only the store is open. The art will return before summer. They promise. Today, we spoke with the woman in charge of the art, Annelies Verhoeven.
I am the lead preparator at the Tweed Museum of Art here at UMD.
So tell us what that means.
Actually, my job encompasses a few different jobs. I am also the exhibition designer, and I also share in the responsibility of collections care and management with Camille Doran, who is our registrar. I am the caretaker of the art. It is my responsibility, the handling, the installation, making it look pretty for the public. That is, in a nutshell, what I do. The hardest part of my job sometimes is grappling with the cultural importance of these objects. And all of our art, we actually have three different sites where we store art. They're not all stored in the museum proper.
So the Tweed Museum is going through some renovation.
This is an HVAC upgrade. So the only changes that will really be taking place are, you know, the air handling units are getting changed out. There aren't going to be any cosmetic changes to the museum.
Climate control is actually quite important.
Extremely important, yes. Air control and humidity. We like to keep the museum, you know, when it's full of artwork, anywhere between 70 and 73 degrees. And also about 50%, a little less, humidity. That's what the art likes, and that's what keeps it from cracking and preserves longevity. So,
and just to let people know, the Tweed is not closing or going anywhere, and all the artwork is safely stored. Is that true?
The artwork is safely stored, all on site, actually. So the artwork did actually not leave the university. Originally, we were going to set a reopen date sometime in April, but as we got further down the road working with the contractors on this job, now we are wholeheartedly saying May. So June 1st for the public would be a good date. If you want to come back to the Tweed, June 1st.
How hard is it to see no art on the walls?
Oh, well, it's very hard for me. Actually, one of the first things I noticed once all the art was gone was how echoey the space had become. It's kind of like being in a warehouse now. It has a very kind of empty clinical feel, at least for me.
Is there anything really exciting about this project, or is it really just, you know, infrastructure and a lot of work?
Well, I personally think the most exciting thing that's going to come out of this project is it really gives us at the Tweed a chance to reappoint, recurate the entire museum. We have a blank slate to work with. And behind the scenes, having to get all the artwork off-site is giving us a chance to really take stock of what we have and to figure out where everything is. Because with such a large collection, you know, there's really no human way of knowing where everything is at one given point. And every museum struggles with this. It's going to be wonderful. A bunch of brand new shows. We're going to be able to pull stuff from our permanent collection that, you know, maybe hasn't seen daylight in a decade, or maybe even two, maybe three, who knows?
So a little bit of a rebirth in all the work that may have been hidden away all these years.
Yep, that's sort of what we're pushing for, kind of a complete overhaul. I think the public is really going to enjoy it. We're going to spend the next couple months while we're closed really buckling down and trying to figure out, you know, what we're going to put back on the walls.
The Tweed Museum of Art is located on the UMD campus, and will once again be open to the public. Watch for news about the reopening of this beloved local museum. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Ian Ducharme and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on our homepage and under programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.